It's going to be tomorrow. Very, very hard tomorrow. Very complicated tomorrow. Omar Maher. The Braisa said a contradictory thing. Yochel Yatvin, the Kalvin Brezman and Ocher, was a half a minute that maybe a person is allowed to take for Brezman and Ocher. Tamalim Ulay Motze, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to take a Pigodim or not. You learn that out of Ulay Motze because it doesn't say Lacha. Hagati Gemara, Ahmed Vesha, Shachayat, Ador Shachem Shachemaya. And the Gemara learned out before that we learned everything to everything. So, the question is, are you allowed to take comments of a guy or not? Like Kasha, hold the kibbal achrayas, hold the kibbal achrayas. This is the bomb. If you took comments of a guy in your house and you makabal achrayas, or better said, that it says that you're not everyone comments of a guy or somebody else, but you weren't makabal achrayas. But if you're makabal achrayas, you're a shamer. So then you are, it's called Lecha, and you're chayiv for, by your Rabbi Matzah. We're going to see in the coming days, I'm putting this on the shelf here, we're going to see in the coming days that there's a huge machlekes rishonim, long rush here. What level of achrayis do I need in order to be chayiv? Shem Mechinam, Shem Mesachar, Shoyal. A very complicated zach. What level of achrayas do I need to make a mind? It's going to be intertwined with what we're going to talk about the coming days. Achrayas. As you all saw this morning, the Gemara is going to say in a few lines that this din of achrayas is only because there's a newfangled thing called davar gorim l'mamim k'mamim dami, which we're going to talk about all that today and someday and Monday. I want to point out in pshat something interesting. Two things. One is that this chiddush, that when you're a kabbal achrayis on chometz that's not yours, you're over by your rabbi motzei, it's humongous chiddush. Doesn't really have a makor. The makor is as a result of a stira between two psukim, where one pasuk says it needs to be yours, other pasuk says it doesn't need to be yours. And the way that Chazal resolved that stira was by coming up with a new din of a thing called achrayis. I want to point it out. Echatesi vosepes. Vosepes is a thing that we have achrayis for. It's all it's called yours. It says lacha. But there's a stira, and the stira caused the shafting this new din. That's aleph beis. What's even more important is that if you would have asked me, I would have had a different teretz to the stira. I would have told you a different teretz to the stira. One pasuk says you need to have lacha, and the other pasuk says you're over it. So I would have told you what the answer to the stira is. It says you kabel pekdainis. What's a pekdainis? I'll tell you two cases. One case was that I have a house and I have a backyard, I have a front yard, and there was a truck of beer driving by, and a case of beer fell off. Landed in my front yard. Oh, now we say lecha. What about a case where the beer company asked me, can we put it by you? Can we leave it by you? Vakasha, pikodin. Over there, that's called as by me. I took him to my house. I gave you a place. I'm machin zayruch to the beer. I said, vakasha, put it there. It didn't just land there, but I think it against my will. Happens to be by me. What are those pikodin? Stay in the Gemara. I mean, if I would have asked you, what's the chiluk? It says, yeah, kabel pekdainis, but not achri. It's pekdainis by you. The guy left it by you. I would tell you, and who told you I need to be a shem achinam and a shem asach? Who says I need to have achrayis? I have to have achrayis for, let's say it wasn't a kabel achrayis, okay? I told the guy, vakasha, be at home. Fill at home. Leave it by me. I pekdainis. More than that, the Gemara not only says that achrayis, but the Gemara says you have to come out to a whole new fangled thing because of our grand long commandment of me. I got some ice, which we'll see what that is. It's a shasukya with cases and steeris and ktsais and Reb Chaim that I'm going to print out for you on Sunday. B'shotayv u'mutzlachas. I mean, you can't imagine what's tutzach over here. Why can't the Gemara say a simple resolution? That here you're talking about where this happens to be chametz over my house, and here it's a pikkudin. I accepted it into my house. I was machin zayrich. I said, here, put it over here. Maybe even I was mekabel myself shmira. It's even better. But I have to come out to grab a girl and come on the dummy. It was pasha to the Gemara, an interesting thing. It was pasha to the Gemara that the Kodan's not enough and Achrayas is not enough. I have to come on to a Zach called Dovar Gerel and Mamet Dami in order to explain to answer the Stira. It was posh about it more like that. It was posh that if it says l'cha, so then the only eitz is going to be is not pikotin and not achrayis even. It's achrayis which causes a din of dovah hagoyrim l'momin k'momin dovi. Less than that's not enough. Who told that to the Gemara? The Gemara was posh like that. I could have resolved the steer in a different way. I could have said, listen, pikotin means it's by you, leimati, it's by you, l'cha means you're not over. But if it's by you, the guy gave it to you, the guy said I could put it there. I accepted it on myself, and I'll go even a step further. I was a shemachinim on it, better. But I have to come on to a whole new kvetch of our girl a moment, come on, and I welcomed it into my home. I took a chayis on it, even better. State this to say. State that anything less than the din of Dov, our girl a moment, come on, and it doesn't work. We'll have to see what that means. One second. So, Mark, he had on the Rabba today, Mechuzah. The Rabba said to Mechuzah, which is his town, the army used to put chametz in their house. Like Rashi explains. Zach Rashi, Zach Digumara, Kiva the Ilam Mikan of Ilam Mitbet, Bishusaiko Koi, hello, if it's going to get stolen or lost, it's going to be in your Rosh Hashanah Bissel Shlomo, you're going to have to pay. Therefore, Kid the Lachain Dami, therefore it's called yours. But also, it's also. So we see that Rava said that because of the future Achrayas that they're going to have on it, therefore it's called yours. So we see that Achrayas causes it to be yours. This line of the Gemara is critical. I'm going to come back and explain it in a few minutes. What was this whole drasha that Rava gave to the Bnei Mechuza? It's a in Nekuda Merkosis in the Pshat and the Sukkah, we'll come back to in a few minutes. Continues the Gemara and says two additions. Look inside. Hadi Chalmande Madova Gerl Mom Kamom Adomi. Elamandi Amar Lav Kamom Adomi Ma'ikil Amema. The Gemara says that this din that Achrayis makes something yours makes sense according to the Mandi Amar Holz Dova Gerl Mom and Kim Mom Adomi. But according to Mandi Amar Holz Lav Kamom Adomi, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean you have Achrayis? Who cares? The Gemara says Exeris Akosif. The Gemara says over here that Gerl Lomomin is enough. It's Exeris Akosif. It says Lei Matze. And Lei Matze means it doesn't say Lecha. It means as long as it's by you. Fine. Ikadami, the second edition of Fakert. That's why I don't need a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a sorb shuto. I want to stop right here. There's a machlekes over here between the two lishnas, between the lishna kama and the ikadami. Whether or not Dovah Gerl Lomomin, Kamomadami, the international global svar of Dovah Gerl Lomomin, is that enough for chametz? I repeat. There's machlekes over here between the two lishnas. Whether or not the international global svara called Dover HaGorim L'mom and K'mom Adami, is that enough for Chametz? The Lishna Basra held that if you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom and K'mom Adami, I don't need a pasuk. It's not fishing a pasuk. Yeah, I know. The Lishna Basra held that if you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom and K'mom Adami, it's a no-brainer. What do you mean? Dover HaGorim L'mom is enough for Chametz. We find Dover HaGorim L'mom in A. We find Dover HaGorim L'mom in B. We find Dover HaGorim L'mom in C. So it's a no-brainer that Dover HaGorim L'mom is enough for by Rabbi Matze. You imagine the Shabbasah? The Shabbasah? The Shabbasah is an astounding Zad. The Shabbasah says that if you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom, it's not fish game pasuk. If you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom, then I need a pasuk. But if you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom, it's not fish game pasuk. What's that? It's mega tasty. I state in this Gemara, in the Lishna Basra, that the international global svara of Dover HaGorim L'mom K'mom, whatever it means in place A, B, and C, as we're going to see in a few minutes, is enough for by Rabbi Matze. It's enough to be called, yeah, by Rav Matzah. At the kach that the Lishna Basra asked that the kasha of the Gemara is Vas epis you need a pasuk for? Dover HaGorim L'mom K'mom Adami. The Lishna Kama held, Lishna say. Lishna Kama held that Avadi need a pasuk. But the pasuk makes sense. If you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom K'mom Adami, Avadi need a pasuk for statement doch. Without a pasuk, you have the right to go say Dover HaGorim L'mom K'mom Adami works for Chametz. Richtig, Dover HaGorim L'mom K'mom Adami. Who says it's enough by Rav Matzah? Very interesting machlekes. I want them to think about this. And what goes to Machlekes? There's an international sugya called Dov HaGorim L'mom and K'mom Adami. There's an international sugya called Dov HaGorim L'mom and K'mom Adami. And broken on Machlekes, you listen to Kamal Lishna Basra, whether or not I need a pasuk for that or not. The Lishna Basra held that the svara, it's a no-brainer that if I hold Dov HaGorim L'mom and K'mom Adami, I don't need a pasuk. And that's why the Lishna Basra asked, if you hold Dov HaGorim L'mom, why do I need a pasuk? We'll see the terrors in a second. And the Lishna Kamal held, fuck it. That avad, if you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom, lav k'mom adami, it doesn't make sense. If you hold Dover HaGorim L'mom k'mom adami, then the pasuk makes sense. But I need a pasuk to tell me that Dover HaGorim L'mom k'mom adami works for Vayiro. We have a machlekes between the two lishnas, whether it was a svara pshuta, that if I hold all over Shas, Dover HaGorim L'mom k'mom adami, whether or not that works for chametz or not. Lishna Kama held, it's not a svara pshuta, but that's the pshat in the pasuk. Lishna Basra held, it's a svara pshuta, I don't even need a pasuk. Yesh la'ayin hetiv ma'oid. And what goes that machlekes? A. B. Everything Gemara, Lishna Basra. Even if I hold Dover HaGorim L'mom K'mom Adami, I still need a pasuk. It's a sakadat chamina hoil b'chi isa hada be'en yelab b'shus akoi. I would say that since over here the chometz is be'en, I'm ignoring the Rashi for a second. I'm touching the Gemara. Kiva the Isay, since this chometz, which is by me, Hada Beine, goes back to the Baalim. So over there, we don't activate the din of Dovagrel Mom Kavadar. What's the more answer?
Lishabasra.
Lishabasra says that if you hold all over globally Dovagrel Mom Kavadar, don't be honored a Pasik Babayi Ruach, because it's a no brainer that it works for chometz. Aye, so why over here do I need a Pasik? Over here it's worse. Over here the din of Dovagrel Mom Kavadar doesn't apply. Why not? Because over here, let's read the words inside. Because as long as the chometz is around, Hada Beine, it goes back to the Baalim, correct? Is he about as long as it's around, it goes back to the Baalim? I would say over here, we don't apply the din of Dovagrel Mom Kavadar. The question is why? We're going to see on Sunday, Reb Chaim yells and screams, I think, what's the problem? If there's a din called Dovah Grand Lamam Kodami, what do I care about if the Zach is Be'en, it goes back to the Baalim? It means the Chometz is Be'en, I have Chometz. And as long as the Chometz is around, as long as the Bak Sefer is around, it goes back to the Baalim, correct? No? Then we don't activate the din of Dovah Grand Lamam. Why not? For Reb Chaim, and much worse than that, as we'll see. Question three is, and what's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon? No, we have a pasuk. What does the Pasuk tell me? The Pasuk tells me a new din in Chometz, or the Pasuk tells me that we say Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Dami even though it's Ben. Yesh Lachkor, three things that need to be examined in this Gemara. Number one is, what is the machlekes between the two Lishnas? Lishna Kama holds that even if you hold all over Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Dami, it's not going to work by Chometz without a Pasuk. Lishna Basra holds that if you hold all over Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Dami, it's a no-brainer, works for Chometz. Okay. Two, the Gemara says that later Lishna Basra that holds the Dovah Grel Lamam and does the job for Chometz without a Pasuk. Why is it over here different? Because over here, the Chometz in its present state belongs to the Baalim. The question is, so what? Question three is, and what's the Kamash Malon? The Pasuk tells me that even though it's Ben, and even though while it's around, it goes back to the Baalim, still we say that it's called Jules when you have a Chayas. And the question is, why? Is it because of Dovah Grel Lamam? Or, you know, is it a Kamash Malon that we say Dovah Grel Lamam and Kamamadami even though it's Ben? Or Nachanami, we don't say Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam no is Ben, and it's a new Xeris Akasa by Chometz specifically. Those are the three shilas which have to be dealt with. In order to grapple with all these questions, we have to know what is Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam. I want to learn with you today four cases of Dovah Grel Lamam. I printed out two of them, and I'll explain why I only printed out two. Listen carefully. What is this term of Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Adami? What does it mean? When was it used? So the story is like this. The classic case of Dovah Grel Lamam, please take out your sheets. I'm going to talk about now four cases of Dovah Grel Lamam, the global aspects, and then we'll see how it comes down to Chometz. The classic case of Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Adami is a Gemara of a Kamad of Ayin Alpha Mabez. Rabbi Shimon, the Amad Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Adami, the time Rabbi Shimon, Omer Kotzim, Shechayev, Bach, Ryusan, Chayev. Amad Dovah Grel Lamam Kamam Adami. It was the beginning of a very long and deep journey. Hold on to your seats. What is this case? A case like this. A guy said, Harei alai lahavi karban. You all know the din is that when a guy says, Harei alai lahavi oil, havi shlamim. So, and then he separates an animal. He says, Harei alai lahavi shlamim. And then he says, this is the animal. So you all know the din is that as long as the animal is around, he's makrivit. What happens if the animal dies? So since he said Hare Alai, he didn't say Hare Zeh, he has Achrayis, what do we say? If he has Achrayis, if the animal dies, he's going to have to go ahead and what? And get another animal. Says Reb Shimon, what happens if somebody steals my Shlomim? Listen carefully now. I said Hare Alai Lahavi Shlomim, and then I said Hare Zu. So I have the Shlomim, I have a Shepsula sitting in my house, and a guy stole it. First of all, who does the Shlomim belong to? Let's go slowly. First of all, who does the Shlomim belong to? Akash Brochu. We're talking about, I'll say it's an Oila, so we won't get into problems of Kutche Kalam. I have an Oila in my house. It belongs to Akash Brochu. It's Kudushas Haguf. It's a carbon. I don't own the animal. It says Reb Shimon that if a guy steals it, he pays me kefil. Why does he pay kefil? It says Re'ehu. You only pay kefil when you steal from your friend. The Teretz says it's mine. Why is it called mine? The answer is the Afagaf the Lavdi Deu. All the hectors keeping the girl the moment who the misbiyada boil the shlume kididay dummy. Well, it's called mine. Why is it called mine, by the way? Because this animal is a goyrim lamamin. Slowly. Well, what does it mean? It's a goyrim lamamin. What does that mean? So what's the poshim shot? The poshim shot is like this. This animal is saving me money. Why is this animal saving me money? Because as long as the animal's around, my rabbi said, I don't have to go take money out of my pocket, correct? But if the animal's going to die, or somebody's going to steal it, let's say, right? If this animal's going to die, or somebody's going to steal it, what's going to happen? I'm going to have to go ahead, take it out of my pocket, and buy a new carbon, correct? So the existence of this animal is going to be saving money. Dover had going to the money. The existence of this animal is causing me to say, I'll say it in a fancy English, I have a vested financial interest in this animal. That's what Goyer Lamamin means. I have a financial interest in this animal. What's my financial interest in the animal? Its existence saves me money. The existence of the animal is Goyering me money. Says Rav Shimon, an astounding Zach. That's enough to be called Re'eva. That's called my animal. That's called Moinei. I don't own the animal. I don't own the goof of the animal. But I have a financial interest in the animal. The animal's existence is saving me money. That's enough of a financial interest that it's called Mimoina, that when somebody steals it, it's called Re'eu. That's the Poshim Shad of Dovar HaGoyrim L'mamin K'mamin Dami. I want to point out to you, what did Reb Shimon use this Svaro for? That it's called Re'eu. It's called that when the guy steals the oil or the shlamim, it's called he's stealing it from something privately owned, and he pays kefal, because I don't own the goof, but I have an interest in this object. What is the interest that I have in it? Its existence is saving me money. By the way, you also saw this morning. I have an interesting question. What did Marana Rabbanan say? Let's say I said, Harei Alai Lahavi Oilo. Let's say a standard oil costs $100. I was in a good, generous, philanthropic mood. I took a Festa Geschmacka fat Shepsela for $500 and I said, this is the oil. How much is the existence of the oil saving me? $500 or $100? That means how much kefir will the guy have to pay? What does I don't say? I said, a real oil of the oil, a minimal scarecrow oil of a regular cheap guy is $100. You were in a very geschmacker, nadvonistiker mood. You took this huge, fat, cheap, and you said, this is my oila. So the oila is, you have a vested financial interest in the oila. Why? It's saving you money. Its existence is saving you money. It's a goyim l'mamin. That's called to have epis abaylos. So how much is the kefir going to be? 100 or 500? How do I learn this one? I thought about it. This is the first thing I think about when I see such a gemara. What? You say 100. Because that's the amount that it's saving me. You didn't hear what I said, but I don't own the animal. I only have in the animal the goyim l'mamin, and the amount of money that this animal is goyim me is $100. I can't hear you. I have to give $100. I don't have to pay. I mean, Rapture, you're not a vulture. You know that. Again? No, it's not. Not to me. Because the amount of re'eyu was $100. The amount that I own in it. The amount that I own is 100. I don't understand. Why are you making a total now? What did you do this morning? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, Shiloh. What do I see? Who am I? Yeah. I'm not a chacham. Mike, it's all about you. You hear me? Not you, the Lecha. The Beis Meir's Lecha. No. Should have asked me 5 minutes ago, I almost told me. Now you ask me to say it again. That's not fair. Yes, Kurt, but I love it for whispering. Yeah? The other thing about Ashti. You thought about it this morning? That's not sure. Yeah? That's case number one of Dover HaGoyrim L'momin. And because I have a financial interest that the existence of the animal is saving me money, that's called to have a Gevissa Bailos in it enough. Case number two is very, very similar. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf, Tzadik Chesam Beis. One second. Gemara in Tzadik Chesam Beis. What's the Gemara saying about Tzadik Chesam Beis? Also, very interesting case. I stole a truck of cake, Erev Yontif. Yeah, stole a truck of cake. Ruvin stole a truck of cake from Shimon. And it's Chometz She'avol of HaPesach. She has a truck of cake. I don't know what type of state it's in after a whole week on the truck there, in the semi-trailer. But comes along Shimon and says, give me back my truck of seven layer cakes. Yeah, can you imagine how it looks after the amount of this dripping oil and whatever. But Akapana, the guy says, you know, you stole a truck of cake. It's worth, how much is it? It's a semi-trailer of seven layer cake, brother. $50, $100. It's only seven layer. It's not these new concoctions that you guys eat. It's just this. What? I didn't know it's cake was all. I know. I was at, what do you call it? I was at a market last week in Chicago. There was much nothing to eat. I didn't even know what the food was. In this thing. I didn't know what it was. I can't be magdirit. Yeah. Or something. Akapanim. The guy has a truck of cake and he stole it, yeah? So what's it then? First of all, so the Nigzal comes to the god and says, you owe me $1 million, my truck of cake. So the din is, the guy says, The guy says, take your truck back. Aye, it's worthless. That's the chiddush that, Hakasha, it's not worth anything, too bad. Here it is. Says the Gemara, what happens if somebody goes ahead and burns it? You're a Meisa? Okay, me after Yomtiv. Listen to the story. I'm holding a truck of bread of somebody else. After Yomtiv. I'm about to say Arei Shechol Ofanecha. And before I say Arei Shechol Ofanecha, this guy goes ahead and burns it. So the Gemara says, he's Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? It's not your bread. It's not yours. And this is called mine. Why is it called mine? It says the Gemara, because Dover HaGoyim L'mom and Kamam Adami. Right? Bottom over here. Tzadik Chesam Beis on the sheet. Where is it? Dover HaGoyim L'mom and Kamam Adami. Also a fantastic case. Halloi, the existence of the truck of bread is saving me money. Because as long as the truck of bread is around, I can say Arei Shechol Ofanecha, correct? It means like this, I'm a ganav, and I owe you a truck of bread. So calls man, the truck of bread's around, I can say Arei Shechol Ofanecha, correct? So I have a vested financial interest in the etzem existence of this bread. When you go ahead and burn the bread, you're burning something which, albeit is true, it's not mine. But I have a financial interest in it. And therefore, you have to pay me because it's called my bread. Why is it called my bread? Because the existence of the bread is saving me money. The Dover HaGoyer L'mon Mitmamen, Tereb Shimon was Mechadish, come on, Dami. This is the second usage of the Yisrael of Yehovah Goyer that you have to pay me. But then, there's a third case. That's case number two. So case number one and two are both the same, where I'm holding an object that's not mine, either kachim or a stolen bread, chametz. In both cases, the existence of the object is saving me from paying off the achrayas that I have. Slowly. Okay? Paying off the achrayas that I have. And therefore it's called mine because I have a gewissa financial interest in the zakat that the guf hadover is not mine. Case three, I didn't print out for you. Case three is a gemara of Tassim and Aleph in Pesachim. And now we begin the journey, which is the introduction to Reb Chaim. Case three is a very interesting case. Case three is the following case. The Gemara brings down on the Chavtes Amud Aleph. A guy had in his house chametz of hegdish. So a guy went ahead and ate chametz of hegdish. Mal, he didn't meal chametz of hegdish. Chavtes Amud Aleph. Mal. Ha'oichu chametz of hegdish b'moyid mal. I have chametz of hegdish, chametz that belongs to hegdish. Over meal, that is a major problem. Chametz on yontif has no value. So I can be chayav meal. I have in my house chametz that belongs to hegdish. Now I want to remind you, my rabbi said, chametz that belongs to hegdish. It's not mine, but I went in and ate it. Says the rabbis over there, mal, you're over on meal. You have to pay. You have to give your usher. Why is it Me'ilah, says the Gemara there? Why is it Me'ilah? Although the chametz doesn't have any value, meila is that you took from hekdesh something which has value to hekdesh. It doesn't belong to hekdesh because it has no value to hekdesh. Says the Gemara, it has value. Leitim adiyama who holds, leit Reb Shimon who holds over there, that there's no din of chametz sha'avar olav ha'pesach. Chametz sha'avar olav ha'pesach is mutter. Chametz sha'avar olav ha'pesach is mutter. If chametz sha'avar pesach is mutter, so albeit that during Yantiv, during Chol Hamoed, it didn't have any value, but tomorrow it's going to have value. And the fact that it's going to have value tomorrow gives it value today. Gemara says, Chavtesam Bebez, why are you moyo? So the Gemara says, Chavtesam Bebez, in one of the Pesach, Gemara says about six Pshatim there. The Gemara says, the Dov HaGur L'mamin, Man the Oma Mal, Ksava Dov HaGur L'mamin, K'mamin Dami. Roy Ulacha Pesach, Vahavale Goyrim Lamomin. I want to stop here. Is this case similar to the first two stories of Goyrim Lamomin that we did? Absolutely not. In case one, I said Hare Alai, I'm going to bring a korban. Every second that this korban's around, the sheep is around, it's saving me money. Goyrim Lamomin. So the existence of the sheep is Goyrim Lamomin. Case number two, I stole a truck of chametz. The existence of the truck of chametz calls man it's around before you burned it is saving me money. Over here, understand you. I have no obligations. It's chametz of hekdesh. I have nothing to do with the chametz. It's chametz of hekdesh happens to be in my house. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake. It's not in your house. It was on the street. I ate chametz of hekdesh. Let me buy you all. I don't want to get confused. I went and ate chametz of hekdesh. Chametz of hekdesh, I don't know where. I went and ate it. Mal. Why mal? It has no value now. Says the Gemara, it's Dovah Goyim Lamamin, but it will have value tomorrow. Because tomorrow, it will be Mutter. And that's called Dovah HaGoyim Lamamin. Come on now. Today, the existence of the Chametz, okay, is not saving me any money, correct? I didn't have any Achrayas on this money. Think about it. I went ahead and ate Chametz. That Chametz that I ate is mine, because today, the existence of the Chametz is saving me money? It's not my chametz. What's the story? It's a weird story. I went ahead in the street. I was passing by the street. I saw a piece of cake that says on it, hekdesh, it belongs to Berek HaBayis, and I ate it. So why are you mayo? It has no value. It's a middle of Yom Tov. It has zero value. It's chametz. The answer is, it's chasal ba'anah, it's chasal ba'achila. The answer, but in a week will be. So what? And the futuristic value that it has is called davar goyim lamamin k'mamadami, because tomorrow it's going to have value, and therefore what? Therefore, I'll finish off. And therefore, what? It belongs to who? Not to me. Who does it belong to? Who does it belong to now? Hekdesh. It's called, I took something of monetary value from Hekdesh. Because, albeit it's true that the Bishas, the Maisa that I ate it, didn't have any value, but it's going to have a value to Hekdesh in a week, and that gives it monetary value today. I just said, over Gemara. As I say in the Gemara, and that's called Dovar HaGoyrim Lamamin Gemara. Word for word, the same words. The Gemara says it's Man Diyama Sover. He holds like the Man Diyama holds. Dovar HaGoyrim Lamamin Gemara Dami. Now, over there, the Goyrim Lamamin is, what was the Shaila there? The Shaila was, I ate Hekdesh in order for it to be Chal Me'ilah. It has to be that it has value to Hekdesh. It doesn't have any value to Hekdesh. Because Hekdesh doesn't have anything in it now. There's nothing that Hekdesh could do with it. There's nothing that anybody could do with it now. It's also about Hekdesh, also about now, correct? The answer is, but it has value to Hekdesh. In a week, Hekdesh is going to have what to do with it. So the futuristic value that it's going to have, that's what gives meaning to the, that's what's called, that's enough for Me'ila. And the Gemara says, that's late to the Yom who holds, Dover, Goyer, Lamamin, come on, Mendami. Yeah, nice. Now, over there, the existence of the chametz is not saving Hekdesh money. What's the topic over there? Did I take something from Hekdesh that had monetary value? Over there, the existence of the chametz was not saving Hekdesh money. It was Hekdesh. And the Gemara says over there, so what's the davar goyim lamamin? The davar goyim lamamin is that in a week it's going to be worth money. It's a goyim lamamin because it's goyim. It's going to cause money tomorrow. So I don't understand. First of all, in Pshat and in Lumbus, what do the words Dover HaGoyrim Lamamin mean? It means it's Goyrim me to save money now, like case one and two. In case one, it's saving me money because I don't have to go find myself another carbon. In case two, it's saving me money and I don't have to go take cash out of my pocket. I could say, Bavakasha, here's the beer. Case three is not saving me money. It's saying that futuristic values is called value. So obviously, and I'm going to say the word obviously because Reb Chaim says this, as we're going to see Sunday, there's different meanings of Dovar Gur Lomomim. There's different meanings of what the words Dovar Gur Lomomim, as you will realize, the issue is not the words. There's different understandings of what makes something into a Gurim Lomomim. A Gurim Lomomim means that there's a financial interest in it. A financial interest could be because it's saving me money now, like case one and two. A financial interest could mean what? That tomorrow it's going to have value. It's not saving me money now. It's a Gurim Lomomim. It's an object that has financial interest in it. I have a financial interest in it. I could have a Zah financial interest. I could have a Zah financial interest. That's shocking, by the way, itself. And that's all called under the umbrella of the Madiyomer who holds Gurim Lomomim Kemomim Dami. Now, in case one, what did the Gemara use Dovah Gurim Lomomim for? It's called Re'eyu, you pay careful. In case two, what did the Gemara use Dovah Gurim Lomomim for? That when you burn down my truck of cake, it's called you did me damage. Case three, what did it use it for? For Vei Wirtzach, that it's called you did an act of Me'ilah because it has financial value to Hekdish. Like I'm there presently, it doesn't have, but it's going to have tomorrow. Now we get to case four. Case four is that I'm using Dovah Gurim Lomomim, Kimomim Dami, to explain why it's called Vayor Ve'Matzik. I'm using Dovah Gurim Lomomim Kimomim Dami to explain why my relationship with the Chametz is enough that it's called Vayor Ve'Matzik. But this is a new Nafkamina. The three cases were had different Nafkaminas. One is Kefa, one was Geneva, one was Sreifa, Masik, Baba Kama. And the third thing was Mila. How fourth Nafkamina is Dovah Gurim Lomomim Kimomim Dami enough for Vayor Ve'Matzik? Next the Anan, Moir Rabbi say, which type of Dovah Gurim Lomomim is our Gemara? Case one, case two, case three. He said one. He said three. No, let's see. Let's examine. Is it one? Let's get the case clear. Let's start. Watch. A yid came and knocked on my door. We'll go without Rashi. A yid came and knocked on my door, or a goy, and he said, "Could you please be a shem echinam to kachrayas for my chametz?" I say yes. So the chametz is sitting in my garage now. You're not listening. The chametz is sitting in the garage now. Saying, "I need you to listen." I say, "Here for you." Yeah. A guy comes to me and gives me a case of beer, and I take a chayis on, I'm a shem achinam. So what's the situation? Let's break this down. I'm saying over in a different nusach a yisoid of a time, but I'll show you in a minute. Mishayinim, I'm three Mishayinim will say this. The beer is sitting in my backyard now, I'm a shem achinam on it. I basically say, the existence of the beer is saving me money? You said yes, Toby? You said yes. I'm asking a question. It's the existence of the beer is saving me money? I understand. Why are you looking at me? How'd you learn this morning? Didn't you see it said in the sheet, Ayin Hetev? I think it said Ma'oid even, no? Ayin Hetev. Okay, only Hetev. If you would have said Ma'oid, you would have thought about it. Why is our case a case of Gurim Lomomim? Why is it Gurim Lomomim, by the way? So the Chayra, the Reb Chaim speaks this out. Why is it saving me money? I have obligations to you. Something happened. Maybe something will happen, and then I'll be Chayiv. What happens? Today, the existence is saving me money? I'm a Chayiv. And first of all, we don't know what's going to happen, by the way. For example, if an Oinus will happen, I won't be Chayiv Achal. Correct? So the existence right now is not saving me money. In case one, it saved me money because I have a chiv of LA. The animal's going to die. I take money out of my pocket. We had a whole discussion, 100, 500. In case two, if this truck's going to be burned, I'm going to have to take money out of my pocket. I stole a truck of $1 million from you. I can't tell you shalom fanecha. Over here, I have obligations to you. Nothing happened. The first case, I said, no, but I already have the obligation to cover it. There's already, the machayev is already here. No, but there's a chiv already now. I have a real, no, you know what I said. I answered you. I have a real lie. The event already started. I have an obligation now. Well, we have no obligations. I took on myself that if the event's going to happen, I don't have an obligation now to give you anything. I don't have any chiv to you. By a real lie, I have a chiv to Hashem now. By a real lie, I have a chiv to Hashem now. It's rather, nothing happened. I'm not chiv to anybody. I don't owe money to anybody. I have no ischaibis to anybody, Bechal. I have no ischaibis. It doesn't interest me. That's not good during the moment. I don't have any ischaibis. I don't owe him anything, Bechal. I'm minding my business. I'm sitting and learning, getting ready for the Seder and for Shvi'i Shepesach to say, what do you call it? And the beer is sitting there quietly. I don't owe you anything. It's not saving me any money, Bechal. 1 second. 1 minute. Look at the Gemara. You're not listening. Amalu Rabbul Levnei Mechuzah. You're not listening. I'm saying the most important thing in the whole sugya. You're not listening. Ve'iru Chamira Debnei Chelim Mataychu. Get rid of the chametz from the army out of your house. Now, what should the Rabbi say? Get rid of the chametz because you have achrayas, correct? Get rid of the chametz because you have a chayas. What did he say? Keep an ilu mitbit, ilu misbit. If it's going to be stolen, then it's going to be in your rishos. And then you're going to have to pay. Therefore, it's kiddul achay. Now, who told me to read the Gemara like this? Ram Chalava, Rabbeinu David, and the Rach. Ram Chalava says a zach over here, which is explicit, and I know where he took it from. He took it from this Gemara. Ram Chalava says as follows. But I'll show you in a minute that the Rach on the page already says this. Yeah. So after Ram Chalava, when he brings this Gemara, V'amal Rava, said Rava. The Kama Rava, you have to listen to every word. The Av Agaf. The Pikadin called Hechadisa Bershusi Demarisa. Avagaf, the Pikadin. The Pikadin belongs to who? To the Bailam. Pikadin? God gives me a Pikadin, it's mine. It's the Bailam. Bechol Makar Isa. Kivan the Ika Chodna Shaita. But there is one moment, the Koy Bershusi. There's one Shah. There's 1 second where it's going to be in my rishos. There is a time where it's going to go into my rishos. When's that? E Meganav, if it will be stolen. Because if it's going to be stolen, then the Torah treats it as if it's yours, then, Chodashayta, therefore Kididei Dami, Chodashayta, you hear what he says? Where did the Ram Chalava take this funny pshat from? He took it from the Lashon of the Gemara, look at the Gemara. Ilu Mignav, Ilu Mitbet, if it's going to get stolen, what should he have said? If it's going to get stolen, if all you guys are right where you are yelling at me, and saying to me that, what do you mean? It's a case one. Abachiv. He should have said, since if it's going to get stolen, you're going to have to pay. So it's yours. He doesn't say that. He says, if it's going to get stolen, he added on two words, then Rishus Achri, it's going to be in your Rishus then. We have to explain what that means. Therefore, Kedalachayim, it's called yours now. Where did the Ram Chalava take this weird pshat? What's this Chodashayta? Chodashayta means it's going to be mine once? Yeah, now it's not yours. Why? Because of Reb Chaim Steiner. You don't have any chiyuvim today. The object's not saving you any money. This is type 3 of Garen Lamamin. This is type 3 Garen Lamamin. This is not type 1. This is not type 2. This is type 3. There right now you have nothing in it because it belongs to the Bailam. You have no obligations. But there is a Chod HaShaita where it could be yours. That's enough to make you draws. As I state in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara added on Bereshus Sechukoi, and then it should have answered. By the way, it should have read like this: Kivan the Ilum Mikdav Ilum Mitzvahs. Period. Therefore, it's Bereshus Sechukoi. It doesn't say that. It says if you're going to steal it, it will be Bereshus Sechukoi, and then you'll have to pay. Therefore, it's called yours. What should the Gemara say? The Gemara should have said that since it would have been stolen or things, you would have to pay. Therefore, it's called Bereshus Sechukoi. The Gemara says the other way around. The Gemara says, if it's going to be stolen, then it'll be recyclable and you'll have to pay. Therefore, it's called kinder l'choim. That's where Rav Chalava took his shot. That the Gemara didn't mean to say that now you have anything in it. It's a chot ha-shaita. By the way, one second. Azoi shtei, one minute. Azoi shtei, before Shabbat was over, but most of you have Gemaras. If you have always had to turn to the Avon at Aleph, the Rach is still on our Gemara. Look at the Rach. Look at the Rach over here. Right before Behemoth's Anuna. The Apagav Darmina and Dovah Grand Lamorman, who Kloimar. Do you see it? Look at the end of the Rach of Vavom and Aleph right before Behemoth's Anuna. You're not looking in. Turn to the Rach on Vavom and Aleph if you have a Oiz Vahadar. If you don't have one, it's too bad. Yeah. It's a hammer base in the cheap Gemaras. Okay, look inside the. Is it cheap Gemara? Shredden by Oiz Vahadar? She didn't buy anything. That's not the whole thing. He's in Shia 30 years ago. I should have brought you Gemara, at least I'll have a word with him. Yeah, look inside. Zok Derach over here. What is Dovah Grel Mami? Not listening. Look inside. Not looking inside. Not even looking inside. What are you doing? Domina Dovah Grel Mami, Kloimar, Lichishi Yoivad, when it will be lost, Ani Ashalim, I'll pay. Look at this. What's va'oisa'ha'es mean?
At that time,
it's like your money was lost. But as long as it's by me, it's the guys. That time. Then it's going to be mine.
Why did the Rach, and why did the Ram Chalava, and Rabbi Nodovich will see inside, say this funny shot, because they rob us and all our riches over here.
They learned it out from Rava. What did Rava say? That if it's going to get lost, it's going to be in your vessels, and then you're going to have to pay, and then it's called yours. The thing could have been shorn by exactly 50%. You have achrayis, and that makes it yours. The answer is, what do you mean I have achrayis? This is not case one and two. You're not saving me money. I have a chiyuvim to you, b'chal zakor chayim. The answer is, it's type two dover girl a moment. This is type two dover girl a moment. This is the girl a moment of the future. That it has now. This case, by the way, is much worse than type case three. In case three, it's about to have a future tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow it's going to be worth money. It's Chom Shabbat Pesach, it's Mutter. Here, it's a far shot. It could be. If it will be stolen, and then it will be thing, and then it will be called yours. So Chad HaShayt will be called yours. That's even taking type three even further. The case of Chav Tesla and Aleph of type three was that it has a future value. Right now it doesn't have any value, but the reason why it's called Mi'ila is because it's going to have value after Yom Tov. This thing has no value now, it has no value tomorrow either. Maybe it won't be stolen. If it won't be stolen, it's not going to trigger the event, Bukhal. But since if it would be stolen, then to be a chata shaita will be yours, that future zach of a possibility of Ilu Mizmet. In the case of Chavtes, it's a million times easier. The case of Chavtes is where I ate Hekdish, that will be it true. Today has no value to Hekdish, but tomorrow it has value. But over here, we're talking about a case to Ilu. That's what I said, the Ilu Mizmet. Today it has no value, Bechal. Just if it will be stolen. I mean, it's like, it's what's the pshat? But the pshat is, I already have a chrayis for that situation. And that chata shaita, which could be, by Yemahu. That possibility of what could be.
Hayetzvit Vareinu is that the Gemara is using type 2 Gormel Momen for Bayra by Motzei. This is not type 1. This is type 2. The Gemara, at least according to Ram Chalava, the Rach, the Ram Tov, is a Mufurish. And it's Kamat Mufurish in the Lashon of Rava. The Gemara is using type 2 Germ Lumumin to explain why you overbuy Rabbi Motzei. That's a psicha to all the kashas I asked at the beginning of what the Machlokes of Lishnas are. The Iker Shverkite in this Gemara, which was a source of the Machlokes between the Chaim and the Ketzeis that we're going to learn on Lent the next few days, is what was this teretz in the Lishna of Basra that the thing is be'en? Gemara said it's be'en, so I can't have dover girl woman. All the cases are cases of be'en. That's the big kasha that Rechaim ate his heart about. The Gemara says in the Lishna of Basra that we don't say Dabar Gerla Momen when the object's banned. All the cases where it's banned, as we're going to see and talk at length. I want to say two announcements. One of them is not important, but the first one is, Mr. Shem, this week is going to be starting a major project under the leadership of two of the Chashuva Yimei Light, Harav Reb Mike and Harav Reb Shuki, who are going to begin a Shabbos afternoon availability in Rebbe Glusin's base message at 4:30. Refreshments provided by Rebbetzin Fisher, Zangers and Tunstak. And other things. Correct, Mike? Reb Simcha is in charge of that. He's on the board. And the two Chashuv Yimei will be there from 4:30 to 6:30. I even heard a shmur that other Shabbos and other Chashuv Yimei might be coming, but when it's in the middle of being negotiated with all types of parties involved. I urge you all to come this long Shabbos afternoons. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, and you want to know Pesachim, and you want to have a relationship with Hashem, and a long list of adjectives and cliches, I urge you all to change your lives and use the Shabbos afternoon either to prepare ahead or to absorb what we've done or to learn Bechiris or Tahiris or Zorayim or Boba Kamo or Boba Zia. Learn Torah. Use out the Shabbos afternoon. We're speaking about the Monday nights, about the main Elam Haba, and I have no question about it that it's going to be a major success. Mishal Torah Mutzlachas. On a technical note, there will be no Ali Shore tonight, but not because I am flying anywhere. Okay? I mean, absolutely not. The furthest I'm going is I have to go to Bnei Brak for a kennis with Moshe Yehuda Hirsch at 6:30, and because of traffic and possible demonstrations due to the draft, I might not make it back for 8:15. But I will be here, Mr. Shem, for Night Seder and for the events that follow at 10:45. Mishal Tov Mosachas, what? And Friday, MGMFGA. And the Friday program is a Shlemos into the Shabbos program. Of Toya Mea, we'll call it. I want to ask a favor. Those of you who have chaverim from other yeshivas who come to Ali Shore, please notify them. I don't want them to come for nothing. I already sent a message to other yeshivas. But if you can please notify them, I apologize. I'll be here by night. So,